Will you please turn to 2 Timothy?
请我们翻到提摩太后书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
We'll read from verse 8 through verse 14.
我们从第八节读到十四节。
I hope that these words have been impressed deeply upon our hearts.
我盼望这些话深深地印在我们的心上。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but suffer evil along with the glad tidings, according to the power of God, who has saved us and has called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages of time, but has been made manifest now by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has annulled death and brought to light life and incorruptibility by the glad tidings, to which I have been appointed a herald, an apostle, and teacher of the nations, for which cause also I suffer these things. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep for that day the deposit I have entrusted to him. Have an outline of sound words, which words thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Keep, by the Holy Spirit which dwells in us, the good deposit entrusted.
你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。神救了我们，以圣召召我们，我们不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这旨意和恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的，但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才表明出来了。他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。我为这福音奉派做传道的，做使徒，做师父，为这缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的直到那日。你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。
Will you please turn to the book of Acts?
请我们一同翻到《使徒行传》
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 42.
四十二节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
使徒行传第二章四十二节。
And they persevered in the teaching and fellowship of the apostles, in breaking of bread and prayers.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
And finally, the book of Revelation.
最后请翻到启示录。
Chapter 3. Chapter 3.
第三章。
We read from verse 12 and verse 13.
我们读十二、十三节。
He that overcomes, him will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more at all out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God and my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
得胜的, 我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子, 他也必不再从那里出去, 我又要将我神的名和我神城的名, 这城就是从天上, 从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷, 并我的新名, 都写在他上面。 圣灵像众教会所说的话, 凡有耳的, 就应当听。
May we have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gather together this morning,
亲爱的主, 今天早晨, 当我们在一同聚集的时候,
our hearts are full of gratitude.
我们的心充满了感谢。
Thou art so good and gracious to us.
你向我们是何等的善, 又是何等的满有恩典。
It is Thou who has begun this conference.
是你开始了这个特会。
And we do believe that Thou art the one to end this conference.
我们也实在相信你要引导我们的直到末了。
We do pray that during this last session of ministry,
我们实在在这话语执事的最后一堂, 我们求你,
Whatever is yet unfinished will be finished by thy Spirit.
我们还没有做成的, 借着你的圣灵 能够完成。
We pray that thy Spirit will guide thy word to each and every one of us according to thy wisdom.
我们相信圣灵要将你的话语照着你的智慧来引导我们每一个人。
That thy will may be accomplished to all of us.
好叫你的旨意能够成全在我们所有人身上。
And we desire to give thee all the glory.
我们要将一切的荣耀都归给你。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉我们主耶稣 的名祷告,
Amen.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
we are really thankful to our God.
我们实在向着神满了感谢,
because we believe He has begun this conference.
因为我们相信是他开始了这个特会,
and we also believe that He will end this conference.
我们也相信他要为我们结束这个聚会。
I feel deeply in my heart,
在我心中深处的感觉,
that it pleases Him to end this conference with the Lord's table.
神要借着主的桌子来结束这一个特会。
Because the Lord's table really act out all that we have fellowship with.
因为在主的桌子中, 我们实在能够行出来我们这些日子所交通的。
We have fellowship on the theme of what God has entrusted the church.
我们交通到这个主题就是神托付给教会的托付。
And this is all being represented by the table.
这一切都借着这桌子来表明了。Here
we find that our Lord Jesus, He shed His blood for us.
在这里我们看见我们的主耶稣为我们流血。Here
we see how He gave His body to us.
这里我们看见他将他的身体赐给我们。
In other words, we find that how He gave Himself, His all, to His church.
换一句话说, 我们看见他怎样将他自己全部所有的赐给他的教会。
He has not withheld anything from us.
他向我们没有任何的保留。
He poured out Himself completely to us.
他向着我们
That we may have fellowship with Him.
好使我们能够与他交通。
that we may have life.
好使我们得着生命。
And life abundant.
并且丰盛的生命。
And it is only on the basis of that life of Christ.
唯有借着主基督自己那个根基。
That we may be able to bear that witness.
我们才可能背负这见证。
We are here to exhibit the death of our Lord.
我们在这里是表明基督的死。
We are here to present not only to the seen world, but even to the unseen world what Christ means to us.
我们在这里向着不仅可见的世界，更向着那看不见的世界，表明基督对我们而言是怎样的。
And we are here to declare the victory of Christ.
我们在这里乃是宣告基督的得胜。
And we are here.To wait for his return.
并且我们在这里是等候他的回来。
When his glory shall fill the earth as water fills the sea.
当他的荣耀如同水充满洋海一样充满全地的时候。
This is our testimony.
这就是我们的见证。
This is where the power of bearing the testimony comes from.
这就是我们能够为主做见证能力的来源。
It is not by ourselves.
这不是借着我们自己。
It is by Him who gave Himself to us.
乃是借着那位将他自己给我们的。
So I do feel that this is the right way to end and also to begin the days ahead.
所以我实在感觉这个是最好的方式来结束，也是最好的方式开始我们前面的日子。
We have fellowship on this matter of what God has entrusted the church.
我们交通到神交付给教会的托付。
This is not a small thing.
这不是一件小事。
This is not something that we can neglect.
这不是一件我们可以忽略的事情。
This is something that every redeemer of the Lord must know.
这是每一个被主赎回来的人必须要知道的。
Not only know, but also to enter in.
不仅要知道，并且要进入的。
What God has entrusted to the church is none other but a testimony.Of Jesus.
神交付给教会的不是别的，乃是耶稣的见证。
He wants us to see Christ as He sees Him.
他要我们像他一样的来看见基督。
Christ is the first and the last.
基督是首先的，是末后的。
In other words, He is everything.
换句话说，他是一切。
This is not a theory.
这不是一个理论。
This is a truth.
是一个真理。
This is an experience.
这是一个经历。
It is the will of God.
这乃是神的旨意。
That we who are saved.
我们这些蒙恩得救的人。
That we will see Jesus as the first and the last of our life.
我们要看见耶稣是我们生命的其实也是幕后。
This is our testimony to the world.
这是我们向世界的见证。
And we are here to testify that He is the living one.
我们在这里要见证他是那存活的。
Because He lives in us.
因为他住在我，活在我们里面。
His life is an overcoming life.
他的生命是一个得胜的生命。
His life is a life of love.
他的生命是一个爱的生命。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This is the testimony that we all bear.
这是我们每一个人要做的见证。
Thank God that our Lord Jesus for our sakes He died.
感谢主，我们的主耶稣为我们的缘故而死。
He went into death.
他进入死里。
In order to rob death of his power.
好摧毁死的权势。
Because he is the resurrection and the life.
因为他是复活，是生命。
And he wants us to know the power of his resurrection.
他要我们认识他复活的大能。
In our daily walk,
在我们日常的生活中,
that we may exhibit the power of his resurrection.
我们能够表明他复活的大能。
And he lives forevermore.
并且他是永远活着的。
He lives in us. He lives in us.
他活在我们里面。
To show forth his everlasting life.
来显明他那永远的生命。
He holds in his hand the keys of death and of Hades.
在他的手中握着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
To us believers,
对我们相信的人而言,
we may go to sleep,
我们可能会睡了,
but we never die.
但是我们永远不会死,
because God has already in Christ taken away the power of death.
因为神在基督里已经除去了死的权势。
The Lord Jesus said, I will build my church.
主耶稣说, 我要建造我的教会。
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And this is the testimony of the church.
这就是教会的见证。
This is what God has entrusted to us.
这是神交付给我们的托付。
Isn't it amazing?
这岂不是稀奇的吗?
That God should entrust us with his beloved son.
神居然把他的爱子托付给我们。
He has entrusted to us the glad tidings.
他将福音也托付给我们。
And our brother has already explained to us.
我们的弟兄已经向我们做了解释。
What that glad tidings is.
那个福音是什么?
It is a tiding of life overcoming death.
这乃是一个 生命胜过死亡的一个好消息。
It tells us of our Lord Jesus.
他是讲到我们的主耶稣。
That he is the living one and live forevermore.
他是永活的, 他是活着的。
And because he lives,
因为,
we also live.
因他活着, 我们也活着。
And then we find that what God has entrusted to us can be also called the faith.
然后我们再看见神将那真道托付给我们。
All the counsel of God recorded in the Word are entrusted to us.
在圣经中所记载神一切的筹算都托付给我们了。
We are not supposed to know only the beginning of the gospel.
我们不应该仅仅知道福音的开端而已。
We need to know the wisdom of God in a mystery.
我们需要知道神奥秘的智慧。
What he has purposed for us in Christ Jesus, even before the foundation of the world.
他在创立世界以前, 在基督里面为我们所定的目的是什么?
And this is the trust that God has entrusted the church.
这是神交付给教会的托付。
And then we all have also fellowship on this matter of the church.
然后我们也交通到关于教会的事情。
Oftentimes we find that we are very individualistic.
许多时候我们发现我们自己是非常个人主义的。
It is true that we are individuals.
是的，我们都是个别的个人。
And it is not God's will that we should imitate other people.
神的旨意并不叫我们去模仿别人。
God wants us only to imitate Christ.
神盼望我们每一个人都效法基督。
God loves variety.
神喜欢多元。
Everyone is different.
每一个人都和别人不同。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们,
in spite of all our differences,
尽管我们有这些许多的不同,
He unites us one in Christ Jesus.
他在基督耶稣里把我们合而为一了。
Our Lord Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead.
我们的主耶稣乃是神性中的丰满。
Whatever you can think of God.
只要你能够想到关于神的。
How can we comprehend the riches of God?
我们怎么可能领会神里面的丰富呢？
We cannot understand.
我们根本不能领会。
His love.
他的爱。
His holiness.
他的圣洁。
His righteousness.
他的公义。
His glory.
他的荣耀。
His almightiness.
他的
almighty.
哦，他的全能。
And his wisdom.
还有他的智慧。
We cannot fathom it.
我们根本不可能测度的。
And yet our Lord Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead.
然而我们的主耶稣乃是神性中一切的丰富丰盛。
And this fullness is to fill the body.
这一个丰满要来充满身体。
No one person can contain all the riches of Christ.
没有一个人能够盛装基督一切的丰盛。
No one person can manifest the glory of Christ.
没有一个人能够来表现基督的荣耀。
It needs a body.
它这需要一个身体。
A group of people.
是一群人。
We say it is a new creation, a new mankind.
我们称这是一个新造，是一个新的族类，人类。
And those who are redeemed of the Lord.
那些被主所救赎的人。
They become members of the body. Of Christ.
他们成为基督身体上的肢体。
And then to that body, the testimony of Jesus is entrusted.
然后呢，基督的耶稣的见证是交付给这一个身体。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
we have already fellowship on the importance of the vision of seeing what the church is.
我们已经交通到我们看见教会真实所示的这个意象它的重要性。
Because this is the will of God.
因为这是神的旨意。
This is the only vessel that can contain that treasure.
这是那个唯一能够盛装那宝贝的器皿。
Not only to contain the treasure.
不仅盛装那个宝贝。
But also to manifest, to express the light of that treasure.
并且来彰显，来表明出那个宝贝里面的生命。
The church is a lampstand.
教会是一个灯台。
It is made of gold.
它是用金做的。
You know, when you read the Old Testament,
我们知道读旧约的时候，
When God commanded Moses to build the tabernacle,
当神命令摩西来建造会幕，
in that tabernacle,
在会幕中，
there are only two pieces of furniture,
只有两件器具，
that are of pure gold,
是全是纯金的，
nothing but gold,
没有别的除了金以外。
One is the mercy seat in the holiest of all,
一个是在至圣所里面的施恩座。
And we know that our Lord Jesus is the mercy seat.
我们知道我们的主耶稣就是那施恩座。
And then there is another piece of furniture that is of gold.
然后还有另外一个器具是纯金的。
And it is the lampstand.
那就是灯台。
We will think that the church is composed of all of us.
我们认为呢，教会是我们所有人所组成的。
And so far as we are concerned, we are wood.
就我们而言呢，我们不过是草木和秸，和秸是木头。
And yet we find that in that lampstand there is only gold.
但是我们看见在那灯台里只有金。
Now what is the church?
那么教会是什么呢？
We say the church is the gathering together of the saved ones.
我们说教会乃是得救的人的聚集。
Probably we think that that is the right definition.
可能我们认为那就是对的定义了。
But you find that when all the saved ones are gathered together,
但是当你发现所有得救的人聚在一起的时候，
we think it is paradise.
我们认为那是乐园。
But we find it is like hell.
但是我们实际的经历发现像是在地狱一样。
Because even though we are saved,
因为即便我们得救了，
we have Christ in us.
我们有基督在里面。
But our old nature, our old self are so strong.
但是我们的旧的天性，我们的己仍然是那样的刚强。
Oftentimes we think that our brother or our sister is rather strong.
有的时候我们感觉我们的弟兄姊妹个性很强，
Not knowing that we are just as strong.
而没有看见我们也一样的很强。
And how when we are together we clash with another.
所以当我们聚在一起的时候我们就彼此冲突。
So that is the reason why.
那就是原因了。
We become churchgoers.
我们就成为一个上教会。
On Sunday morning for an hour,We meet together.
在主日早晨我们聚在一起一个小时。
And we have some people entertaining us.
有一些人呢他们就娱乐我们。
And after an hour, we departed.
一个钟头之后我们就就散会。
The less contact we have, the better we are.
我们越少的接触我们相处就越好。
We are not one body.
我们不是一个身体。
We are not sticking to one another.
我们彼此不交谈。
We are afraid of being too close to one another.
我们害怕彼此太靠近了。
It is because even though we are saved,
那乃是因为即便我们得救了。
Even though we have the life of Christ in us,
即便我们有了基督的生命在我们里面。
But our Adamic life, our old life, our self are strong.
但是我们呢老亚当我们己的生命仍然是刚强的。
There are more wood than gold.
在我们里面呢木头的成分多过金。
And these woods are corrupted woods.
而这些木头呢乃是朽木。
That's what we find out.
这就是我们的经历。
So to say the church is the gathering of the called out ones.
所以教会是一般的蒙召出来的人的聚集。
Now it is true,
这是对的。
That the word ecclesia means call out ones gather together.
Ecclesia 这个字，它的意思就是召出来的人聚在一起。
But do not forget.
但是请不要忘记。
When two or three are gathered together in my name.
若是有两三个人聚集在主的名里面。
There am I.In the midst of them.
我就在他们的中间。
In other words, when the two or three are gathered together.
换句话说，若是有两三个人聚在一起。
That is not the church.
那不是教会。
Two or three can gather together as a social thing.
若是两三个人呢，好像一个社交团体的聚在一起。
But they have to gather together in the name of the Lord Jesus.
但是他们必须要在耶稣基督的名里面来聚集。
In the name of the Lord Jesus means under His headship.
在耶稣基督的名里面聚集的意义乃是把自己放在他做元首的地位之下。
When we gather together and hold fast the head,
当我们聚在一起持定元首的时候
，then you'll find the reality.Of the church.
然后我们就看见教会的实际。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
What is the church?
什么是教会呢？
Now once I was sharing with Brother Sparks.
有一次我与斯百克弟兄交通。
And I know that our dear brother is very fearful of anything that soundslike formula.
我知道我们的弟兄呢他非常害怕有任何说法呢好像是一个公式一样。
Because he believes that spiritual has no formula.
因为他相信呢在 属灵的警戒是没有公示的。
But on that day, I thought in order to help the brothers and sisters.
但是在那一天，我想到为着帮助弟兄姊妹的缘故。
I have to use a formula.
我不得不用一个公式。
So I ask his forgiveness first.
所以我就请他原谅，先请他原谅。
And then I suggest this question.
然后我就提出了这个问题。
I say, what is the church?
我说呢，什么是教会呢？
Suppose in this world we have only three Christians.
假设呢，在这世界上只有三个基督徒。
Peter,
彼得
，James and John,
雅各和约翰。
And you do not have better Christians than these three.
除了这三个人之外呢，我们可能找不到更好的基督徒了。
Now what is the church?
那么教会是什么呢
？Is it Peter plus John plus James equal the church.
是不是彼得加上雅各加上约翰就是教会了呢
？Now if that is the case,
如果是这样的话
，then you find Peter is one who wants to be the first.
你就看见了，彼得是要做首的，做头的。
He always leads.
他总是要带领别人。
And then one day.The two sons of Zebedee outmaneuver him.
有一天呢，这个西比泰的两个儿子呢，要捉弄他。
When our Lord was going to Jerusalem,
当我们主耶稣去往耶路撒冷去的时候
，they came with their mother.
他们与他们母亲同行。
And their mother is our Lord's earthly aunt.
我们知道他们的母亲呢是主耶稣的姨妈，地上的姨妈。
And then they come and ask the Lord. They ask the Lord something.
所以他们到主面前来求一件事。
Promise that you will give whatever we ask you.
主啊，求你应许，无论我们求什么，你都答应。
I think they are ashamed of what they are going to ask.
我想他们对于他们所要求的事情呢，他们有一点害羞。
Here is a check. You just sign it.
这里有一个支票，你先签名好了。
And our Lord was very wise.
我们的主非常的有智慧。
He said, "What do you want?"
他就问说你们要什么
？Ah, then their mother said.
他们的母亲就说
In your kingdom, let my two sons, one sit on your right and one sit on your left.
在你的国度中，你容许我的两个儿子，一个坐在你的左边，一个坐在你的右边。
They got it all.
他们得着了全部。
No wonder the other disciples get indignant.
所以难怪所有其他的门徒们都生气了。
Now that is the church.
那是否就是教会呢
？You find power struggle in the church.
我们看见在教会中有权力的斗争。
That is something that should never happen.
这是根本不应该、永远不应该发生的事。
No.
不。
This is not a church.
这不是教会。
So what is the church?
所以什么是教会呢
？The church is the Christ in Peter, plus the Christ in John, plus the Christ in James, equal.To Christ, to church.
教会乃是在彼得里面的基督，加上在雅各里面的基督，再加上约翰里面的基督，等于教会。
Now you may have the definition.
现在你可能有了那个定义。
But then you find that in the church there are not only Christ, but also Peter and John and James.
但是我们在教会中看见了。不仅有基督，而且我们看见了彼得、雅各和约翰。
Now, as long as they are the elements of the church, there will be trouble.
只要他们是教会中的成员，就会有难处。
So what is the church?
所以到底什么是教会
？The church is the Christ.In Peter minus Peter,
教会乃是在彼得里面的基督减掉彼得
plus the Christ in John minus John.
加上在约翰里面的基督减掉约翰。
Plus the Christ in James minus James.
再加上在雅各里面的基督减掉雅各。
Equal to the church.
这才等于教会。
Now what does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means that it is all gold.
这个意思就是它是纯金的。
There is not any wood in it.
在其中再没有任何木头的成分。
That is what the church is.
那就是教会所示的。
But what is the church for?
但是教会为着什么呢？
The church is not for itself.
教会不是为着它自己。
It is a lampstand.
它只不过是一个灯台。
The church is to contain and to uplift the light.
教会乃是来盛装并且高举那个光。
Our Lord Jesus Himself is the light.
我们主耶稣自己是光。
And the church is the uplift, lifting up of the light.
教会不过是把光高举起来而已。
The church does not speak of itself.
教会不从自己说什么话。
The church speaks of Christ.
不讲自己，而是讲到基督。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
the testimony of Jesus is entrusted to the church.
耶稣基督的见证是托付给教会的。
No individual can bear the testimony.
没有一个个人能够做那个见证。
We need the whole body to uplift the head.
我们需要全整个身体来高举元首的见证。
Now this morning we would like to conclude it with another thing.
今天早晨我们要用另外一件事来做
总
结。
And that is trustworthiness.
那就是可靠性。
The trust is Christ, the testimony of Jesus.
托付乃是基督，是耶稣的见证。
The trustee is the church, the body of Christ.
受托人乃是教会，是基督的身体。
Now the question is the church trustworthy?
现在的问题乃是教会是否是可靠的呢？
Thank God, Christ has committed himself totally to the church.
感谢神，基督将他自己完全的托付给教会了。
It is as if he is willing to rise or down together with the church.
似乎是好像呢，他愿意与教会呢一同升起，一同下沉。
He commits his own destiny to the church.
他把他自己的结局交给教会。
Whether the church will uplift him,
是否教会能将他高举起来，
or will put him down,
或者把他叫他失望。
This is a matter of trustworthy.
这个是可靠不可靠的问题。
Now we have already mentioned before,
我们从前曾经提到。
That our Lord Jesus came into this world.
我们的主耶稣来到世上。
Not only to save the lost.
不仅来拯救罪人。
But to call with a holy calling.
并且用一个圣召来呼召人。
And this call is calling to the eternal purpose of God.
这个呼召乃是照着神永远的目的来呼召的。
This call is calling us to be his body.
这个呼召是呼召我们来成为他的身体。
This is the call of discipleship.
这是呼召我们来做门徒。
The call of discipleship is none other but to be like him.
做门徒的呼召不是别的，乃是要叫我们像他。
That we may be transformed and conformed to his image.
好叫我们能改变，被磨成他自己的形象。
That we may be gold instead of just wood.
好使我们呢，不是木头而成为金子。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This is our calling.
这是我们的呼召。
We find that when he was in the world,
我们看见当他在世界上的时候，
he began to call his disciples.
他开始呼召他的门徒。
But we also find,
但是我们也看见，
even among his disciples,
即便在他的门徒们中，
whenever our Lord Jesus was trying to lift them out of earth into heaven,
当我们的主耶稣试着把他们从世界中拉出来进入天的境界。
Whenever our Lord Jesus tried to tell them of something spiritual rather than natural,
当我们的主耶稣试着跟他们讲述一些属灵的事而不是天然的事情的时候，
Even his disciples could not understand it.
甚至门徒们也不能领会。
Not only that,
不仅不能领会，
They thought this was too hard.
他们认为这些话太难了。
This was too much for them.
这对他们而言是不可承受的。
And many of his disciples departed from him.
所以有许多的门徒们就离开他走了。
They did not walk with him anymore.
他们再不与他同行了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This was not only true when our Lord was on earth.
这不仅是当我们主耶稣在地上的时候是这样。
This is true even today.
甚至今天仍然如此。
And our Lord Jesus turned to his 12.
我们的主耶稣他就转向这十二个人。
The Lord said, Do you also want to go?
主问他们说，你们也要离开我去吗？
The Lord gave them the liberty to leave.
主给他们离去的自由。
And you remember how Peter said,
我们记得彼得怎样回答，
Lord, to whom shall we go?
他说，主啊，我们能跟从谁呢？
You have the word of eternal life.
你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
And we know that you are the Son of God.
我们知道你是神的儿子。
In other words,
换一句话说，
here was a person.
在这里有一个人，有一位。
And he was representing the others.
他是代表全部其他的人。
He was caught by the vision of the Lord.
他被主的意象所抓住了。
And once caught, no escape.
一旦被抓住了，再也逃不掉了。
Even though he did not understand.
即便他并不明白。
Yet he trust.
然而他信任了。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Thank God he has called us to be his disciples.
感谢神他呼召我们来做他的门徒。
Thank God in spite of all our weaknesses.
感谢神尽管我们有许多的软弱。
If we really see that he is the Son of God.
若是我们真正的看见他是神的儿子，
that he has the word of life.
他有永生之道。
Even if he pushes out,
即便他把我们推出去，
we will stay put with him.
我们仍然要与他同在。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
This is something so important to us today.
这对我们今日而言是非常的重要。
It is not because there are some people who are perfect or strong.
并不是因为有一些人他们是完全的或是刚强的。
We are all weak.
我们都是软弱的。
But praise God.
但是赞美神。
If once we have a vision of Christ,
若是一旦我们有了基督的意象，
Once if we see who he is,
一旦我们看见了他到底是谁，
He is not only our Savior, but he is our Lord.
他不仅是我们的救主，他乃是我们的主。
He has caught us.
他抓住了我们。
And we have no escape.
我们就再也逃不了了。
Other people may have somewhere to go.
其他的人可能有别的地方可去。
But to whom shall we go?
但是我们能到谁的那里去呢？
We are stuck with him.
我们与他紧紧连在一起。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
This is what is necessary.
这是我们所需要的。
Unless the Lord has caught you.
除非主已经抓住了你。
Even though you are weak.
即便我们是软弱的，
Even though you are imperfect,
即便我们是不完全的，
because Peter showed his weakness again and again afterwards.
因为在这之后，我们看见彼得一再的显出他的软弱。
He even denied the Lord.
他甚至三次否认了主。
Can it be weaker than that?
还有比这个更深的软弱吗？
But that is not a problem.
但这不是那个问题所在。
The problem is, are you caught by the Lord?
问题所在乃是你是否被主抓住了。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
May the Lord really arrest each one of us.
愿主真实的将我们逮捕住。
He has saved us.
他救了我们。
He has called us.
他也呼召了我们。
He has caught us.
他也抓住了我们。
And there is no escape.In our lives.
在我们的生命中再也逃不了。
We may fail.
我们可能失败。
But he will raise us up.
但是他要把我们拉起来。
And to such people he committed himself.
像是这样的人，他就托付他的自己。
On the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节的那一天。
When the 120 were gathered together in that upper room and prayed.
当那120个人在楼上的祷告室里面祷告的时候，
These are the people caught by Christ.
这是一般被基督抓住的人。
As we say, in the ascension of our Lord Jesus, at one time 500 brethren saw him.
如同我们所说过的，在主耶稣被接升天的时候，同时有500位弟兄们看见。
But only 120 obey him and stay in Jerusalem.
但是只有120个人顺服了他，停留在耶路撒冷。
They waited for his promised spirit.
他们等候他所应许的圣灵。
They prayed with one accord.
他们同心合意的祷告。
And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came.
在五旬节的那一天，圣灵降下了。
And in one spirit, they were baptized into one body.
他们在一个灵里面受浸，成为一个身体。
And to that body, Christ, the head, committed himself.
基督作为元首，将他自己就交付给这个身体。
Oh, brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
when you read the book of Acts,
当你读使徒行传的时候，
when the early church began,
当早期的教会开始的时候，
from 120 believers,
从120个信徒，
it becomes 3,120,
变成了3,120个人。
But all these members of the body,
但是在这个身体中所有的肢体，
they persevered, continue on together in the fellowship and teaching of the apostles.
他们都恒心地遵守使徒的教训。
And the fellowship of the apostles.
并且进入使徒们的交通里。
In the breaking of bread and prayers.
他们也拨饼祷告。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
not only the 120,
不仅是那120个人，
but also the 3,000,
并且那3,000人也在内。
And then 4,000,
然后又有4,000人。
You find that the body began to grow.
我们看见这个身体开始成长增加。
And in this body, we find the riches of the head dwell.
在这个身体里面，我们看见那元首的丰富住在其中。
And through that body, the testimony of Jesus was done.
借着这个身体， 耶稣的见证在那里成全。
It is very strange.
这是很稀奇的。
Now today we call ourselves Christians.
今天我们称自己做基督徒。
But the name Christian at that time was not there.
但是在那个时候还没有基督徒这个名词。
It was until Acts 11 in the church in Antioch, then you find the name Christian.
直到使徒行传第十一章在安提阿那个城里面，我们才找到基督徒这个名称。
But even without a specific name,
但是虽然他们没有一个特定的名字，
strangely you find that all those who believe in the Lord Jesus,
很稀奇的，我们看见那些相信耶稣基督的人们，
all those Jews, Gentiles,
在那里有犹太人，也有外邦人。
They seem to live a life altogether the same.
他们好像呢，整体的都过同样的一种的生活。
The Jews have their Jewish way of life.
我们知道犹太人有犹太人生活的方式。
And the Gentiles have their Gentile way of life.
外邦人有外邦人生活的方式。
Just like the Americans have the American way of life.
正好像美国人有美国人的生活方式。
But the Chinese have the Chinese way of life.
中国人有中国人的生活方式。
But here you find a people.
但是在这里我们看见一般人们。
That was composed of Jews and Gentiles.
他们乃是犹太人和外邦人组成的。
But they live a different way of life.
他们过一种不同的生活了。
Different manner of life.
不同的生活方式了。
It was something taught.
不是一些被教导的事情。
It seemed to be so supernaturally natural.
好像是呢，非常超然的自然的。
How they live together.
他们怎么样生活在一起。
How they love one another.
他们如何的彼此相爱。
How they rise above their selfishness.
他们怎样的超越了他们的自私。
They are willing to share with one another.
他们情愿甘愿的彼此相交。
How they fellowship with one another.
他们彼此的交通。
How they keep together the teaching of Christ.
他们一同的来持守基督的教训。
They express their unity in the breaking of bread.
他们在擘饼的里面来表达他们的合一。
Because there is only one loaf.
因为在那里只有一个饼。
And they fellowship with another.
并且他们彼此的交通。
They live for Christ.
他们为基督而活。
Christ lives in them.
基督活在他们里面。
So when the world look at them.
所以当世人看他们的时候。
They say, now who are these people?
他们就问这些人是谁呢？
So in the beginning, of the book of Acts.
所以在使徒行传开头的时候，
you find they call these people the people of the way.
我们看见了他们称这一般人做道中之人。
Now in the Chinese, unfortunately, it is translated a little different.
很可惜的，在中文版本圣经里面有不同的有一点不同的翻译方法。
Because the word 道 it can be translated as teaching or truth or as the way of life.
这个道在中文里面可以翻译是一个教导或者一个真理或者是一条路。
But in the book of Acts, here, there are people of the way refers to their walk.
但是在这里使徒行传里面讲到路中之人呢，是讲到他们的行事为人。
In other words, Christ is the way.
换一句话说，基督乃是那个道路。
And they walk following the Lamb.
因为他们的行事为人是照着羔羊，跟随羔羊。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
you find that the early church has a glorious testimony.
我们看见在早期的教会有一个荣耀的见证。
Now it is true that in the early church they have problems.
是的，在早期呢，教会中也有他们的难处。
The problems to them are opportunity.
但是问题对他们而言乃是一个机会。
It is not really problems.
不真正是一个问题和难处。
Because when a problem is solved in the right way, it is blessing.
因为当一个问题我们用对的方式去解决的时候，它就变成了祝福。
Now you find that within 30 some years,
我们看见在差不多三十多年的时间中，
when you come to the end of the book of Acts,
当我们来到使徒行传的末了，
you find Paul.For the sake of the testimony of Jesus, he was imprisoned in Rome.
我们看见保罗为着耶稣的见证的缘故，他被关在罗马的监牢里。
But he was able to live in his hired house.
但是他被许可住在自己所租的房子里。
And how he received people.
他能够接待客人。
And how he preached to them.Concerning Christ.
他如何把关于基督的事情传讲给他们
？And of the kingdom.
并且传讲国度的事。
And he did it unhinderedly.
在那里并没有受任何的拦阻。
Now that is the history of the early church.
这是早期教会的历史。
It shows us.
这向我们显明。
That our Lord was right.
我们的主是对的。
He committed himself to his body.
他将他自己托付给教会。
And this body was trustworthy.
而他的身体是值得信靠的。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜的。
After another 30 some years,
再过了三十多年。
When you come to the end of the first century,
当我们来到第一世纪的末了。
And that is where.You find in the book of Revelation.
在那里就是我们从启示录看见的。
John, for the sake of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus, was exiled in the island of Patmos.
约翰因着神的话语和耶稣基督见证的缘故，被放逐在拔摩海岛上。
And there he saw a vision.
在那里他看见一个异象。
He saw seven golden lampstands.
他看见七个金灯台
，with one like a son of God standing in the midst of them.
有一位好像人子站在其中。
Now our brother has already explained to us.
我们的弟兄也向我们解释了。
These seven golden lampstands represents the church of all ages.
这七个教会代表着。在时间中所有的教会
，You can look at it chronologically.
我们可以照着年代顺序来看他们。
You can look at contemporary.
我们也可以照着同时代的七个教会。
That is, at any time, you will find these different situations.
那就是每一个时代，我们都可以找到这七种不同的光景。
And there you find our Lord Jesus. He was there.
然后我们看见我们的主耶稣在其中。
Now, what was he doing there?
他在其中做什么呢?
Now we said, there he was, the royal high priest.
在那里我们看见有君尊属天的大祭司。
And he was ministering in the true tabernacle.
他在那个真帐幕里面侍奉。
Now, what was he looking for?
他在那里寻找什么呢?
And strangely, you find one thing.
很稀奇的，我们看见一件事。
At the beginning of each letter,
在这七封书信的开头
，you find he says something about himself.
我们看见呢，他总要说他关于他自己的一些事情。
Because in chapter 1, you find tenfold description of the Son of Man.
因为在第一章里面，我们看见对于这个人子有十重的描写。
And then in each letter.You find he will give something of what he is to the church.
然后在这七封书信的开头，我们看见他都说出关于他自己的一些事情。
Because it was it were seven churches.
因为那里有七个教会。
Seven local churches.
七个在地方上的教会。
So you find that even the revelation of himself is partial.
所以我们看见了，就是他启示他自己也是部分的。
No one local church contains all the revelation of Christ.
没有一个在地方上的教会能够承装关于基督所有的启示。
All the local churches together, joined together to share the fullness of Christ.
所有在地方上的教会合起来在一起才共享关于基督所有的启示。
And each local church has a specific commitment.
每一个在地方上的教会都有一个特殊的托付。
Every local church is different.
每一个在地方上的聚会都和别的不同。
The difference is because Christ has committed himself in specific way.
它的区别不同来在于基督在一个特别的方式里面把他自己托付给他们。
That's why we need fellowship.
这就是为什么我们需要交通。
We need to share with one another.
我们需要彼此的交通。
So that we can have the whole testimony.
好使我们能够有那个见证的全部。
So what is the Lord looking for in the church?
所以主在教会中寻找什么呢？
He's looking for himself.
他乃是寻找他自己。
It is as if he said, I have committed myself to you.
好像在这里他说，我已经把自己交托给你了。
Can I find myself in you?
我能在你里面找到我自己吗？
You may have many good things.
你可能有许多好事。
But if I cannot find myself in you,
但是若我在你里面不能找到我自己，
you have failed your responsibility.
你在你的责任上面就失败了。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
When you read the seven churches,
当我们读这七个教会的时候，
aside from the church in Philadelphia,
除了腓拉铁菲的教会，
because the church in Philadelphia is what the Lord really desires to have.
因为腓拉铁菲的教会乃是我们的主真实渴慕要得着的教会。
But when you read the other churches,
当我们读其他的教会的时候，
aside from Smyrna,
除了士美拿以外，
no blame,
在那里没有责备。
But all the other churches, the Lord called to repent.
但是所有其他的教会主都呼召他们悔改。
Why?
为什么呢？
The repentance is not because of committed certain sin.
这一个悔改并不是因着他们犯了某一些的罪。
True, they have committed.
是的他们是犯了罪。
But the repentance is to return to Christ.
但是悔改乃是回转到基督那里。
Now, brothers and sisters, you will say the church has failed.
弟兄姊妹们，你可能会说教会失败了。
God is wrong.
神错了。
How can he commit his beloved son to the church?
他怎能将他的爱子托付给教会呢？
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们，
men may fail.But God never fails.
人可能失败，神却永远不失败。
Therefore, you find the last message to the church is repent.
所以我们看见向着教会最后的信息乃是悔改。
The message is, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
这个信息乃是说圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He that overcomes
得胜的。
In other words,
换句话说，
God is calling for overcomers in the church.
神乃是在教会中呼召得胜者。
Now, who are these overcomers?
谁是这一般得胜的人呢?
The overcomers are not super Christians.
得胜者不是一般超基督徒。
The overcomers are not the perfect ones.
得胜者也不是那些完全的人。
Sinless perfect.
就是无罪的完全。
No.
不是的。
These overcomers, as we say, they are the normal Christians.
这些得胜者，正如同我们所说的。 他们乃是正常的基督徒。
Now, what is the normalcy of a Christian?
一个基督徒他的正常性是什么呢?
Christ has given himself to him.
基督已经将他自己给了他。
And he lives according to Christ.
所以他就照着基督来生活。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
when the church seemed to fail in general,
但是我们看见，当教会普遍的似乎失败的时候，
they fail in the testimony of Jesus.
他们在耶稣的见证上面失败了。
Then you find the Lord calls overcomers out in the church to stand for his testimony.
我们看见主耶稣在教会中来呼召得胜者出来，为着他的见证站住。
The call to overcomers is personal.
对得胜者的呼召是个别的。
But the effect of the overcomers is corporal.
但是他们得胜的果效乃是团体的。
They are the first fruits.
他们乃是那出熟的。
And the first fruits always guarantee the harvest.
有了出熟的，就保证会有大批的收获。
The overcomers do not overcome for themselves.
得胜者不是为着自己去得胜。
The overcomers overcome for the church.
得胜者是为着教会去得胜。
The call is personal.
呼召是个别的。
But the work is corporate.
但是那个工作乃是团体的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
And by calling the overcomers,
借着呼召得胜者,
returning to the first,
回到起初,
this is the way that God proves that He is right.
这是神来证明他没有错的那个方式。
This is the way that God will accomplish His purpose.
这是神要来成全他目的的那道路。
Now, the question is,
现在我们的问题乃是,
Who can overcome?
谁能得胜呢?
What is the secret of the overcomers?
得胜者的秘诀在哪里呢?
Or you can broaden it and say, How can the church be trustworthy?
或者我们这样说，教会怎么样能够成为可靠的呢？
Now you remember in 2 Timothy chapter 1.
我们记得在提摩太后书第一章里，
In verse 9.
在第九节中，
Said, Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为。
But according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages of time.
乃是按他的旨意和恩典，这一切是神在万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
It is clear to us here.
在这里对我们来讲是很清楚的。
That in order to be trustworthy, it is not according to our works.
照着为着要我们能够成为可靠的，不是按照我们的行为。
Just as when we are saved, we are become righteous, not according to our works.
就如同我们得救的时候，我们得以称义，不是照着我们的行为。
It is by the grace of God.
乃是借着神的恩典。
So likewise, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，同样的。
In order to be trustworthy, it is not by our works.
要成为可靠的，并不是靠着我们的行为。
It is by the grace which God has given to us in Christ Jesus.
乃是神在基督耶稣里已经赐给我们的恩典。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
the question is, do we depend on ourselves, or do we trust in His grace?
这里的问题乃是, 我们是靠着自己呢, 或者我们信靠他的恩典。
Whenever God has a purpose,
当神有一个目的的时候,
at the same time, He provides grace accordingly.
同时他照着这个目的, 他供应恩典。
So when we are called with such a purpose to be the bearer of the testimony of Jesus,
所以我们照着他的目的蒙召来背负主的见证。
How can we fulfill it?
我们怎样能够成全这个目的？
Not by our efforts.
不是靠着我们的努力。
It is only by the grace of God.
唯有靠着神的恩典。
The grace is there.
恩典已经有了。
Whenever there is a purpose, there is grace.
只要有目的，就有恩典。
Whenever there's a call, there is a grace.
只要有呼召，就有恩典。
So those who become trustworthy are those who depend on the grace of God in Christ Jesus.
所以那些能够成为可靠的人，乃是他们依靠在基督耶稣里神所预备的恩典。
Now what is grace?
什么是恩典呢？
Grace is something freely given.
恩典乃是白白赐下的一样事情。
Grace is the gift of God.
恩典乃是神的礼物。
You do not work for it.
你不需要去做工赢取它。
It is not because you are worthy.
不是因着你配。
It is because you look to His grace.
乃是因着你仰望他的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, if we depend on ourselves,
弟兄姊妹们，若我们靠自己的话，
we will fail.
我们必定失败。
But if we confess that we are weak,
但是我们承认自己是软弱的。
But He is strong.
但是他是刚强的。
And we look to His grace.
我们仰望他的恩典。
You will find His grace is sufficient for our needs.
我们发现他的恩典是够我们需要所用的。
Now our brothers have told us.
我们弟兄们告诉我们。
Now how can we keep the deposit?
我们怎么样能够守住这个托付呢？
We have the outline of the word.
我们有纯正话语的规模。
We have heard it.
我们已经听见了。
Now how are we going to keep it?
我们怎么样守住呢？
We keep it in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
我们要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心来守住。
The faith here is not my faith.
这里的信心不是我的信心。
It is His faith.
乃是他的信心。
You remember Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
我们记得加拉太书二章二十节里，
I am crucified with Christ.
我与基督同钉十字架。
No longer live I.
不，如今活着的不再是我。
It is Christ who lives in me.
乃是基督活在我的里面。
And now I live in the flesh.
现在我在肉身中活着。
How?
如何活呢？
By the faith of the Son of God who loves me and gave Himself for me.
乃是借着神儿子的信心活着。他是爱我，为我舍己。
We do not have faith.
我们并没有信心。
Jesus, He is the author and the finisher of faith.
耶稣乃是为我们信心创始成终的那一位。
We look to Him.
我们仰望他。
And He gave us faith.
他就赐我们信心。
We look to Him.
我们仰望他。
And He completes that faith.
他就把那个信心成全在我们身上。
And the same thing with love.
同样的是爱心也是如此。
Not like Peter.
不像彼得。
Lord, I love you.
他跟主说：“主，我爱你。
I'm willing to die with you.
我愿意与你同死。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
，That love doesn't work.
那个爱呢，没有功效。
It is not the love of God.
那乃是神的爱。
So when our Lord said, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?"
所以当主耶稣问彼得说：“西门彼得，你爱我吗？”
He dare not say it.
他再不敢说了。
I have good feeling about you.
我对你有善意。
But he dare not say, "I love you."
但是他不敢说我爱你。
Because he realized the love is in Christ Jesus.
因为他现在明白了，这个爱是在基督耶稣里。
And this is grace.
这个是恩典。
Whether it is faith.Or whether it is love, this is grace.
不论是信心或者爱心，这个都是恩典。
Open to all of us.
它是向每一个人开放的。
And then you find in verse 14.
然后我们在十四节里。
Keep by the Holy Spirit, which dwells in us, the good deposit entrusted.
要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵，将所交托你的善道牢牢的守住。
Not by our flesh.
不是靠着我们的肉体
It is by the Holy Spirit.
乃是借着圣灵
And this is the Spirit of grace.
而这一个圣灵这个灵乃是恩典的灵
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
the only way to be trustworthy,
要成为可靠的唯一的道路
you find that it is not in ourselves.
我们发现呢它不在我们里面
We cannot dependOn ourselves.
我们不能靠自己。
We confess we are weak.
我们要承认自己是软弱的。
We need him.
我们需要你。
We look to him.
我们仰望他。
And his grace is sufficient.
他的恩典是够用的。
There is a story.
有一个故事。
A servant of God, Mr. Webb Pamela.
一个神的仆人 Mr. Webb Pamela.
He loved the Lord.
他爱主。
And once he has his child with him and went to the seashore for rest.
有一次他和他的孩子一起到海边去休息。
Unfortunately,The child died.
很不幸的，那个孩子死了。
So he buried the child.
所以他就埋葬了这孩子。
He went home.
他回家。
And it was Saturday.
那是星期六。
And usually on Saturday he would prepare his message that he would speak to the people.
通常在星期六他要预备主日向人们传讲的信息
So in his study he was searching trying to say something
所以他就在那里寻找要找到一些可以向人说的话
He was such a good man
他是一个好人
He wanted to comfort the congregation
他盼望能够安慰会众
And no matter how he searched, he couldn't find the text.
但是不论他怎么寻找，他找不到一句合适的话。
Because he was sorrowful.
因为他自己里面哀伤。
Even unto death.
以致几乎要死。
How could he comfort his people if he himself is uncomforted?
若是他不能够自己先得着安慰，他怎能安慰别人呢？
And as he was struggling,
当他在那里挣扎的时候
it happened that he looked up.
偶然之间他仰望他抬起头来
And he saw something.
他看见一个事情
Above the fireplace.
在他的壁炉上面
It was a scripture verse.
乃是一句圣经的话
And the word is, my grace is sufficient for you.
那句话是说，我的恩典够你用的。
He said, Lord, your grace is not sufficient.
他跟主说，主啊，你的恩典是不够用。
I'm sorrowful.
我是伤痛。
I'm not comforted.
我没有得安慰。
He struggled over this matter.
他为这件事情在挣扎。
And then he saw in that text the word my grace is sufficient for you. The is in different color.
然后他看见那个 经文讲到我的恩典是够你用，这个是字是用不同的颜色印出来的。
And that revealed something to him.
那个向他启示出一些事情。
He was praying that the grace of God may be sufficient to him.
他求的是神的恩典或许对我是够用的。
Will be sufficient for him.
将会对我够用的。
But now the Lord said, it is sufficient.
但是主在这里说，他是够你用的。
Faith was given to him.
立刻他就得着了信心。
He believed in the word of God.
他相信神的话语。
And he was comforted.
他得了安慰。
And the next morning,
第二天,
when he went to deliver his sermon,
当他去传讲信息的时候,
he just tell the people what happened to him.
他就告诉人们他身上所发生的事情。
And the floor was filled with tears.
全场都流泪。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
do you experience the grace of God?
你是否经历了神的恩典呢?
It is hard to boast of our weakness. 有。But His power is perfected in our weakness.
要夸自己的软弱是困难的。
We want to be strong.
但是他的能力显在我的软弱上，常常我们想要退缩。
We think only if we are strong that we will glorify God.
我们常常认为呢，我们刚强，我们就能荣耀主。
We can fulfill our responsibility.
我们能够尽我们的职责。
We can bear the testimony of Jesus.
我们可以做耶稣的见证。
But on the contrary,
但是反过来，
the truth is,
实际的情形乃是，
when we confess that we are nothing,
当我们承认我们什么都不是，
we cannot,
我们不能，
we do not even try,
我们甚至试都不能，
but we look up to him,
但是我们仰望他，
the author and finisher of faith,
他是我们信心创始成终的那个。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
what is it that God has entrusted to us?
什么是神交付给我们的托付呢？
It is the testimony of Jesus.
乃是主耶稣的见证。
What is the vessel, the trustee of that trust?
什么是受托的那个器皿呢？
It is the church,
乃是教会。
The Christ,
是基督。
Who make us trustworthy?
是谁使我们能够可靠呢？
It is Christ,
乃是基督自己。
From the beginning to the end, it is Christ.
从起头到结束都是基督。
Because this is the will of God.
因为这乃是神的旨意。
One day all things will be summed up in Christ.
有一天一切都要在 都要归结在基督里。
Wherever you look, you see Christ.
不论你往哪里看，你只能看见基督。
And this must begin with us.
而这个必须在我们里面。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we do worship thee.
亲爱的主，我们实在敬拜你。
Thou hast not only saved us.
你不仅救了我们。
Thou hast called us with a holy calling.
你还用圣召召了我们。
Not according to our works.
不是照着我们的行为。
But according to thy own purpose and grace in Christ Jesus.
乃是照着你在基督耶稣里的目的和恩典呼召我们。
Dear Lord, we are touched by thy love.
亲爱的主，我们被这个爱所摸着。
We want to surrender ourselves completely to thee.
我们要把自己完全的向你投降。
We want to thank thee for that trust that was given to us.
我们要为着你交付给我们的托付感谢你。
And we want to thank thee.That thou who has committed is the one who will keep it to that day.
我们也实在感谢你，你所交托给我们的，你就是那一位为我们保全的。
Like thy servant Paul.
正像你的仆人保罗。
We know whom we have believed.
他说道，我知道我所信的是谁。
And we are fully persuaded.
并且我也深信
that you are able to keep the deposit which we have entrusted to you.
你能保守我们所交付给你的
until that day.
直到那日
Praise be unto God.
愿颂赞归给我们的神
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉我们主耶稣的名祷告